Joining us today on Sound Ideas are Suresh Krishna, who is a veteran team captain, and Oscar Urquizo, who has been a scholar for 5 years now. So this is quite a trip that you have planned, Suresh. I know that the scholars have been writing preview pieces, if you will, for the weekly Diversity Project email that Director Jeff Schwartz puts out. And you stated, Suresh, in your preview piece that this year's trip is probably going to be more impactful than any previous annual trip taken by the Diversity Project.
Colin, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having us here. This year's project is not like any of the previous year's project because the type of trip it is, based on the history of the place we are going to visit, we are visiting an extermination camp where a lot of people were, based on religion, were treated the way they were not supposed to be treated. It's one of the gruesome incidents in our history. We're not going for a vacation spot like how we did in the previous years. We're going there to see how people were treated, and they had no reason to be treated the way they were treated.
Oscar, you have been on previous trips, and I know there's always an element of those trips that involve history and diverse populations or social justice, but this is pretty different.
This is very different, yeah, especially because we're going to be going with Eva Kaur, so an actual survivor. It's going to bring a very emotional aspect to all of us, just to see where she is now and then like what she had to go through and the different things that happened to her in this camp.
Have you done your research on Eva Kaur and know a little bit of her story?
Yeah, actually I have. We talked about it. We go on an East Bay retreat every year and we watched a documentary about her. And so, you know, it was kind of interesting to see, you know, when you look at her now, you wouldn't think that. I mean, the video talked about how she was a real estate agent when she came to America. And, you know, you never think about those things. You never think about if the person that's selling you your house was a Holocaust survivor.
And she really has an interesting approach to her experience, right?
Yeah, she wants to forgive. And that's very hard.
And that's the lesson she's trying to teach by escorting these trips.
Yeah.
Right. Suresh, have you learned a little bit about her? And what are your thoughts about traveling along with someone who actually survived the horrors that you're learning about?
Initially, sometime last year, the decision was made that we're going to be traveling to Auschwitz. That's the point I started my research on. And we were told Eva Kaur is going to be traveling with us for the trip. So I did a lot of research on Eva Kaur. And we got a book that she had written, Surviving the Angel of Death. She's got her whole experience throughout, from where she was with her parents, how she got separated, and day by day what happened. And Eva Kaur being with us to tell us the life stories that happened to her will really help us to connect what we have read. And there's some misconception in the community, even at work when I talk to people, some say this all like made up stories. So when we have a person who underwent this whole, the way they were treated, and when she gives us stories of explaining the room of hair and the room of shoes and the room of abandoned luggage and the cattle cart that she was exported on and the platform where she was separated from her parents, the last time she saw her parents. So these are going to be really, you know, emotional, as Oscar mentioned, and we need to know these things and keep these memories alive so that we can talk about this and prevent it from happening, because we are all humans. One time or the other, anger comes out, and anger and hatred are, Eva tells in her book, anger and hatred are the seeds for germinating war. So when we talk about this and make sure that this doesn't happen again, visiting these places is really good. I mean, I don't say it's good, but it's emotional. But we need to know what is the reality so that we can share this with our kids and in our community and see that with whatever, knowledge we have, make sure this doesn't happen in the community where we live in.
Oscar, I don't know about you, but I was just surprised hearing Suresh say that he has co-workers who question that the Holocaust occurred.
I thought it was interesting that he brought that up too, because that's what I was thinking about that too, because for one of my final projects at school, I was required to analyze a film. And so recently, for the Diversity Project, we watched Schindler's List. And so during my research for my film review, I saw, like, we were supposed to figure out what parts of the film were real and what parts were, you know, Hollywood mock-ups or makeups. And there was a lot of things in there saying that none of this existed and that Oscar Schindler was not the person they said he was to be. So that's why I thought it's pretty interesting that we are going to be going with Eva Kaur, someone who is actually there, someone who's going to tell us the truth. So that way, that's the thing that you don't get in the classroom by watching films such as, you know, Schindler's List, and not having that second source that can prove that everything's correct.
Suresh, what do you say to those coworkers who are raising questions? I'm kind of surprised. Where do you work?
I work at State Farm, State Farm Insurance Company, Corporate South.
And you have people there questioning whether the Holocaust occurred.
Really, yes. So if it was like 2 years ago, I would have believed them that it might not have, would have happened. But after researching for the whole 1 year, and now I know the facts. And after the trip, for sure, I'll have more stories to tell to them that what had happened. It's left to people. I mean, seeing is believing. That's what many people think. Since if in history, whatever happened, for example, there was an article written by one of the scholars, and as we were talking throughout this year about the Holocaust and Auschwitz, at the same time, Holocaust was being discussed in school. So the scholar says the teacher touched upon Auschwitz but did not go into a lot of details. The student says it's not sure the teacher was knowledgeable or was not willing to accept that these incidents really happened. So with that context, the knowledge in the community about our past and the history, it shows how much we still have work to do to educate the people now living in the community and our children, and so that they know what has happened in the past and prevent bad things from happening in the future. So Diversity Project has given a very good platform, at least for the scholars, based on my involvement from 11 years and what I've seen students are called as scholars in the project, how they grow and their thinking process and how they open up and understand things. And once they graduate, they take all this knowledge and go to whichever community they live in and share these memories and make the community where they live in a good place to live in, so that people are treated well without being discriminated with race, color, or religion.
You're listening to Sound Ideas, and we're talking with Suresh Krishna and Oscar Ukizo, who are going to be traveling later this month to Auschwitz with a Holocaust survivor. And I want to go back to what you wrote, Suresh, in your preview piece. And I was a little surprised that you mentioned, I did not have a lot of knowledge about the barbaric actions of Nazis under Hitler's rule, where people became the victims of the biggest atrocity in European history. You didn't know much, or did you know anything?
I would say I had no idea of the history that happened at Auschwitz. So once I started reading and researching newspapers and on internet, I was shocked with the amount of information that was there and how it happened. For example, in 1933, when all this started, there were about 9 to 10 million Jews at that time. By the time 1945 came in, when the World War II ended, about 6 million people were exterminated.
Oscar, how much did you know about the Holocaust? How much were you taught in school before you embarked on this deeper research?
We really did not go that much in depth about learning about what the Holocaust was. I was surprised that I didn't know as much as I thought I did. There's a lot more behind everything that happened. And so that's why I started focusing a lot more. Like, for example, the film review, when we had to pick a film, I picked something that was, you know, geared towards the Holocaust, Schindler's List, to talk about. So that way I can learn a little bit more. So I've been kind of self-guiding myself into learning more about the Holocaust.
Well, it sounds like at least you're both trying to mentally prepare and you're doing your research. Oscar, how do you absorb all of this in light of what's happening around the globe today?
And it's interesting to look at how Eva's idea of forgive, because in the films we've watched and the things we've analyzed before and the interactions about how other survivors don't like Eva's idea of forgiving, they all kind of think she's crazy. But it's quite frankly working for her to help cope, and it's helping her make a difference by opening the Candles Museum and things like that. So it's, if you think about it, forgiving may not be a bad thing.